So how important is confidence in your journey to the best version of yourself, to starting that new business, to scaling the business you have, to launch a product, a course, a coaching program, to craft a book, start a podcast? How important is confidence in your life? Hey, it's Dean Graziosi, and welcome back to the Own Your Future podcast, Behind the Scenes edition, where each week we follow up the previous interview with some highlights, some behind the scenes and the important pieces. And confidence is so important. If you didn't listen to the interview with Heather Monahan, oh my God, it was one of my favorites. It's so good. It's pure fire. Go make sure to listen to it. Thank you for making this podcast one of the top podcasts in the world. So please subscribe or follow. Now let's get to confidence. Heather teaches it. Well, it's really the precursor to her teaching women how to be better on stage, how to be a presenter, how to have the confidence and stand in front of people, one of the scariest things in the world. Of course you need confidence for that, but you also need confidence to ask for the things that you want. Can I ask you something if you're really honest? Right now, is there something that you've been thinking about asking for a long time, but you haven't? Asking your significant other to give you more respect, to spend more time, to treat you differently, to listen more. Or maybe asking for that promotion. Or the thought, maybe you need to ask for permission to start your own business, to scale. Or maybe you started it and you're afraid to ask for the money, afraid to make an ask for the sale. Where does most of that get stuck? Get stuck when your confidence is down. See, I don't look at confidence as a 1 to 10 scale. If your confidence is an 8, you play small. That's just a fact. Let me ask you, think about it. Has there ever been something in your life that went amazing when your confidence is down? I know that answer is no. But if you take a moment right now and you think about some really good things in your life, you got the guy, the girl, you got the deal, you got the promotion, got the job, got the sale. I bet to say, if you really thought about it, your confidence was high. So that means we need to create things in our lives that trigger a higher vibration, a better state, as Tony Robbins would say, a higher level of confidence. So let's not oversimplify it, but let's not complicate it. Couple of things you can do. When I was doing the interview with Heather, we talked about auditing the things that rob your confidence and the things that empower your confidence. Do less of the things that rob it and more of the things that empower it. But I want to start a little different here. I want you to think about something in your past life right now. Close your eyes if you can. If you're driving, please don't. I want you to think about a time in your life where your confidence was on fire. It was a 10. What was that? Was it the promotion? Was it the sale? Was it the love? Was it being heard? Was it where you knew your self-worth, you knew what you stood for, when you knew your value, when you knew your purpose, when you knew your passion? Think about a time when your confidence was, I can ask and I don't care what anybody else says because this is me. You need to, if you can't think of it right now, please spend the time and find that and write it down, because we can borrow confidence from the past. We were once scared before that thing too. And we realized this is just a loop. Scared, we could play stall, play small, back off and not go after it, or be bold and brave, power through it, and our confidence goes up even more. So borrow confidence from the past. Then, not to be too redundant, because you need to listen to that interview of last week, the prior interview, is you really got to audit the things that rob your confidence. Is there certain people in your life that rob your confidence? Spend less time with them or change the conversation. Is there certain actions you take that rob your confidence? Reading certain things, surfing on the internet, watching the news? Do less of them. Focusing on your weaknesses or working on things that you suck at rob your confidence? Don't do it. Is there certain patterns like sleep or drinking or things that you feel crappy the next day robs your confidence? Try to do less of it. Then start thinking of the things that build your confidence. Hopefully this podcast does. Listen more to it, right? Certain people, certain books, certain things you read, certain people you follow. Some rob it, some empower. Find the things that build your confidence. Does a routine build your confidence? Does working out build your confidence? Does praying build your confidence? Does going to church build your confidence? There are things, if you really spend the time and think through it right now, that when you do them, you feel more invincible. You feel more bold. You feel more courageous, because I'm telling you, lack of confidence will get you to play small. You will hesitate, and at the end of your life, you will regret that you missed it. So what can we do in this present moment to build the confidence to say yes? Because both are cumulative. You start doing all the things that continue to do things that rob your confidence, it will build up and you will do nothing. And another year or five will go by just like that. But you can also start cumulatively building the things that ramp your confidence up, to give you another state of mind where you feel unstoppable, where you feel bold, where you feel like you could walk on water. Figure out what they are and do more of them on a consistent basis, and watch how confidence will drive you to be better at asking for what you deserve, better at going after your dreams and goals. That's my message today on confidence. If you didn't watch last week's podcast, go watch or listen. And thank you for following.